Sanitary District.
Sorry.
Everybody's present. We're not doing the Pledge of Allegiance due to the Zoom situation. So first order of business is the consent agenda, which has the meeting minutes from the February 19th meeting, as well as the February or March 5th kind of workshop meeting. So anybody want to comment, concerns, or issues with any of those?
No.
And then I will motion that we approve those consent agenda items and move on to the next thing.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Favor.
Okay. And we want to get her done right at 5 today, so let's keep that in mind when we start getting off on tangents. We do have public comment options. If anybody's out there wants to do public comment, you can get a couple minutes of time. Now's the time. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to discussions items. So, do we want a Q&A, Ryan, or do we want Ryan to kind of go through the proposal, or how would we like to review what Ryan has provided for us?
Is Ryan?
I
Yeah,
see
he's here.
a name for him, but I don't see him yet. Well, there
Hello.
he is.
He's got to mute.
Magic like that.
Are there any questions?
I have a
So
question.
why don't you just do a quick brief through it and kind of make sure we're all on the same page? It's got the adjustments that we put in there from the prior contract as well.
It does. I
Okay,
can
those
share
were
that
the
if you'd
ones I
like.
read. Yeah.
Yeah, so the comments that District's legal counsel flagged in our professional services agreement, we just went ahead and worked those into this
Okay.
preemptively. So those are incorporated in red. And scope of work is
So
detailed here
it is
in
a
a
time and materials based on billing rates, right?
Yep, same deal as the other contract. Time and
So,
materials up to a not to exceed limit.
okay.
You have a question?
No, I
Okay.
wanted to hear the not to exceed part.
It's understood that this is a limited funding source through the Housing Infrastructure Support Fund. Purpose is to advance the project from 90% design to final design, permitting, and bidding support. Move it to contractor selection. So, and start moving dirt, putting pipes in. While I was putting the scope together, I realized there's a fair bit of DEQ coordination, and there could be some complexity in trying to do it twice for the early work package. And the big project, for lack of a better term, the remaining portion of the line from Redmond to Terrebonne. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I would recommend that we just advance the entire plan set through DEQ review together. It would be simpler for them to review it as one cohesive package. And then we can break up the relevant sheets for or so for the City of Redmond portion of work.
I've been out of this game for quite some time, but I would guess City of Redmond would probably be able to get something processed fairly readily for their little portion as well. I mean, I suspect
Yeah.
they have a pretty good communication situation going at this point, so I suspect they can help us out on that, if not even, manage some of that for us.
Well, I kind of like the idea of finishing it all.
Yeah. Definitely want to get it all done and reviewed. But if the city's going to say, well, we can't go because you guys aren't done, we may be able to work around that if we need to,
Yeah,
timing.
I talked with Julie about that last week, end of last week. And while it's timely for us to start talking about this, it's not like that portion on site needs to go in
Right.
this
Yep.
month or next. It could
Agreed.
be this year. Is what I heard, and be all right. So instead of rushing, a portion of it out the door, and then having the remainder of the set before DEQ later, maybe we just focus on getting all the plans updated, say in May or June, out to DEQ once, and then break off the sheets for the.
Sounds great.
So we'll see how that unfolds, though, and need to still confirm the time frame, but a bit of a question there. One key thing to note is I'm assuming that the 1200C permit will either not be required for the project to go to construction, or that it can be handled after the contractor is selected.
And that's the sweepy stuff, the stormwater things and stuff.
Yeah, it disturbs more than an acre of land, obviously, but I think there's a case to be made that there's no risk to waters of the state.
I think there's some different criteria, or at least there was in California, for linear projects like we're doing.
Yeah, I've been in contact with DEQ and we'll continue that coordination to confirm
Okay.
we're doing what they expect. But I guess the point is, if it does need to happen, it can happen once the contractor's selected, and by the contractor. And it's actually better to apply that way because then they're on the application
Right.
to DEQ and responsible for it. So yeah, stepping through the tasks that are involved in this include project management and coordination. That's, meetings like this, phone calls from board members and agency folks, and then preparing clear invoices with progress letters describing the work that was accomplished and is being built and what's being built for. Second, the early work package. We broke this out separately from the bulk of the plan set to kind of focus on that work, as well as some of the CA that could be provided under. Like for that work, construction services, construction support services, such as site visits, RFI reviews, and submittal reviews. So that's kind of a limited bit of construction admin for that portion, but otherwise, construction admin is excluded and assumed to be covered under a future funding source after the contractor is selected.
Would it be safe to say then that if we did it all at once, then we could just get rid of that early contract, $15,000? Because there wouldn't be any early contract. It would all be just one contract if we did it all in one.
Yeah, it would just be a part of the design then. It
Yeah.
wouldn't go away. It would just be a part of this task four, which is for the review.
It just seems like you could move up final PS&E to in your to a month, get rid of the 4 months for that, and then just, those two would run at the same time, right?
Yeah, that might be how
Well,
that
it
works.
just, yeah, it just, it, when I, that was my deal, is like, I didn't think, it's like we started engineering this thing all in one set. And it just seems inefficient to me to break it into two and cause ourselves extra work and extra time.
Yep.
So
It depends on how
it seems
urgent it
like
is.
there would be like some cost savings in just saying, okay, well, we'll just finish all the drawings, and then if we want to do a part of it, well, the whole thing's done. We'll just figure that out from there.
Yep. And
Because
since it's
it's kind of all the
T&M.
same work, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, there's some slight different.
that vault, the Northwest Way, all that's already on your drawings, right?
Yeah, but it's not it has not been approved by DEQ. And so
Right. Well, that's what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
there yet.
we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to get it approved.
Yep.
So it seems to me like it would be more efficient, unless we have a gun to our heads, to just push it on through and get the whole thing approved.
Sure. Well, and if it turns out to be more efficient like that, it's time and materials, and we might land the plane under 100K.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. And it's kind of a statement and a question.
Okay. Yeah, there are some I felt like this task was important because there's some focused effort around the early work package, whether the plan development is fully covered under 90% or that the final design task four or not. There's still these meetings with City of Redmond, coordination, and then the construction work, reviewing the change order, for that the costs and quantities are reasonable, and then coordinating on specifications. There's some specialized work associated with the early work package that's separate from
Right.
just
Well,
going through to me.
that's going to be there whether we do it early or later.
Yeah, because it's working with them, but it, and it's also expected to be early because this work still will happen. I mean, even if it's not next month and we're not rushing to get it approved, four sheets approved by DEQ for construction in May, even if it's later in August or so, it'll still be much sooner than the TSD's contractor would be building it. So there's still an early kind of breakout of that work. And so that's what that was meant to capture.
Well, right. So, I mean, I'm looking at your, can you put your bar chart back up, please? Where it shows your, yeah. So, if you start on PSE, PS and E, move that up to April, it ends up done at the same time as your early work package.
Well, the early work package includes construction admin. So the concept here was if we were going to bust break that out separately, get four sheets through DEQ approval, then they build it June, July.
Right. And
So
well, and at this time, the early work package is just that. It's there's nothing set in stone that we're talking about it.
yeah.
And so, yeah, my vote, if we're going to vote, is to just work on the whole thing. And if that materializes or we need to expedite one point. But my guess is that none of this stuff moves very fast. And I mean, the fact that we've been here for 7 years shows that. And probably by the time that does culminate, we'll have gotten through the DQ and whoever else needs to review. Is that
Yeah, I
reasonable?
think what you're trying to say, Guy, is just keep working on the full package and answer questions on the early work stuff as they come up. Is that
Well,
correct?
right. And yeah, answer questions, which there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the procedures that we go through are lengthy procedures with, I think that's just the way it is, right? And that was pretty much acknowledged when we met with City of Redmond and the county that things just, that's the pace they move at. So if we yeah, I concur. I won't go on any further.
Thank
I
you.
need to bring up something real quick.
Please.
So we received word that the grant from the housing infrastructure, they have to approve this contract before we can move forward as well, not just
Wow.
the DEQ, both of them. So you have to keep that in mind. No work can be done until they give us the approval.
Okay.
The approval of what con the approval of our construction or the approval
No,
of
this contract that Ryan has here,
okay. All
yeah,
right.
whatever
Okay.
contract
That's
they
where
require
the
that.
100,000 is coming from, sir. Katie.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that something you were going to facilitate, Katie, or is that a you and Ryan thing, or how's that getting done?
Myself and Kristen.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
And it'll go the same as the lottery bonds, the 2.4 million. As of now, we haven't received a contract. They said we were awarded it. So once we get that, that'll give us the terms when work can start.
Yeah, that's something I was going to ask about, is we need to make sure we understand for that what the process is and get all our ducks aligned, as well as for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund stuff, get all
Correct.
those ducks lined up so at our convenience, when it's time, we can go instead of saying, oh yeah, well, we got to do
Yeah,
the
we just
surrender
don't want to
report.
make a mistake of
Totally.
having expenses prior
Yep.
to the date they give us
Yep.
because we won't get that money back.
Yeah.
So.
So, do you have a concept of what the review time is for that such thing?
So with the housing infrastructure, they said they need 10 days to review it. So that
Okay.
one seems pretty quick. I'm not sure on the lottery bonds.
Okay.
But
But we'll start figuring that stuff out.
yeah, once they send us more
Okay.
documents, we'll do that.
Okay.
Well, first thing we have to get the final engineering approved and ready to go with. I believe it's in a DQ and the county. Is that it, Ryan, or is there other ones?
DQ is the main one.
DQ is the main one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan review approval. They'll send a letter saying we've reviewed it, meets our standards, go ahead.
Yeah.
And DQ will probably need that for construction, to fund construction.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
So
So.
when you get those letters, can you send them to me so I can just record them?
Of course, yeah, that'll be later this year.
Okay, sounds good.
So yeah, I mean, given the review timelines, you'd probably, if this is approved today, then this could go to DEQ, and then perhaps early May. We're looking, is that 10 calendar days or 10 business days?
Probably business.
Okay, so yeah, we're probably looking at early May for having this all fully executed if it's
Okay.
approved today. Otherwise, we're looking at early June if it is not approved in this meeting.
Right.
All right. Dylan, I see you jumped on there. You got any other questions or clarifications?
No, I kind of was, I tried to get caught up the best I could, just read through kind of the notes
Okay.
as well as kind of just the stuff. So, in a decent place right now.
Good. Okay.
Should I continue through the task overview?
It's not necessary for me, but if anybody else would like you to, I'm happy for it.
No, I read through it pretty thoroughly.
Okay. Yeah, we got stuck on this one, but the sewer easement is one as well.
So
Final.
I did see in the sewer easement, it talks about how does it say it here? Coordinate with the licensed professional land surveyor. That's your surveyor, right? Okay. But it sounded like it's an out of scope thing or out of your office
Yeah,
thing.
I could see how that would be. I
Yeah.
mean, it is, yeah.
That's fine. That's yes is the right answer. Okay. I have no further questions. If anybody else has further questions, please question them.
If we vote on it today, when are you going to start working, Ryan?
Well, it sounds like I can't until it's approved by the housing infrastructure group, which
Yeah.
should be likely May. Yeah. If there's flexibility, though, to work on it early and transfer that effort over, I'm up for it.
Hearing what I've heard, I'm prepared to make a motion that we approve the contract subject to the approval from the funding agency.
I'll second that.
All right, having heard a second, I'll ask for votes in the favor of
Aye.
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 That's a four to nothing, so we're all good. Excellent. Congratulations, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, all.
Do
I
us
look forward to
proud.
it. Huh?
Make us proud.
Oh, I will. It's great working with you guys, and it's awesome to see how far we've come. And this is the
Boy.
next stepping stone to construction, which is an exciting and important link.
Definitely.
Thanks for everything you're doing.
Well,
All right.
dust off all your papers and make a list of to-dos and do whatever you can in the next 10 business days.
Oh, to get ready. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Hit the
Yep.
ground
Get all those other projects out of your off your desk. So,
running. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
yeah.
Put this one
But
on the top of the list.
was I don't know if I was unclear about that.
So I'm going to add in a quick discussion item just to give Dylan some face time or at least some voice time and just kind of touch base with you, give you a good time to ask questions or concerns. We know you've kind of been overwhelmed with stuff, so how are you feeling about your board situation and are you wanting to continue and what's your plan there?
Well, kind of like you and I talked on the phone, I just voiced, obviously I, kind of told you my situation. I got six kids. I coach soccer. I got a wife, of course. I got a company that I run of 450 employees, so I'm spread a little thin. So I'm not the most available. That being said, I'm willing to do whatever I can, but it's not going to be on a huge level, and I don't want that to be, kind of like I expressed to you. I don't want to be a weight to anybody. I know all you
Sure.
guys on this call have, contributed a lot and done a lot more than I have. So I'm more than happy to also step down. That being said, I'm a believer in this project. Obviously been a, for it since the beginning. So that's, I kind of leave it in your guys' hands with what works best for you guys. As a team, again, I've always been a believer in pulling your own weight, and I know I haven't been, nor probably will be a huge weight puller going forward, but I will be a pusher for all of this and definitely free up a little bit once soccer season's over. That'll help a little bit, but
Sure.
that's my quick recap. And like I said, I just and a side note, just like I said, an apology for not being present as much. It's just been overtaken by life and
It happens.
trying to manage the best I can, so.
So is it, am I clear in understanding, Katie or Guy or anybody else who might know better, the work sessions that we're doing in between the meetings, is that a mandatory requirement for him to be here?
No,
Yeah.
there's nothing mandatory.
If we're
Well,
not
it's
making
mandatory that you're at a
decisions,
meeting.
what?
yeah, if we're not making any decisions,
That's kind of what I
then
thought too.
and they haven't, I'm trying to keep things out of that meeting that we don't have to make decisions on.
Well,
Or
appropriately so.
it's just discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to
Similar.
make sure I
Well, we
understood
don't
that.
vote on any. We can't vote on anything.
And again, I'll try to make a point to be to more of those as well. That's I'm not
Okay.
trying to bow out. It's what I just said is not me tapping out, but it is just being clear and making sure you guys understand it's not me as a person, and just want to make sure we're clear. And if there's somebody else that's, a little more available that can add more to you guys and help kind of spread that work, I totally get it and understand. I just want to make sure we're kind of clear of that. So.
Well, yeah, in theory, we're not really supposed to be doing a bunch of work per se. We're supposed to review things and, be prepared to make decisions on them. But the reality, that's what we just wrote Ryan a $100,000 IOU for, that
Yep,
we
exactly.
are, he's supposed to do work. And Katie, who gets paid on the side, not on the side, but as a consultant, does a lot of that sort of stuff too. So there will be some requirements for, something, but we will be aware that you are not necessarily someone we can push a big job off
So,
on. So go ahead, Katie.
one thing, if you can keep in mind, we've got budget coming up, and we need all the board members to participate in that. So, that's the only thing I can think of that we really will need you to be a part of.
Okay, sounds good. I can, like I said, I'll make sure I clear it and just do the best I can. Like I
Okay.
told Tim,
Is there
I'm
any way we can
currently.
help you to be more successful as far as letting you know things are coming up or keeping you informed or?
No, the emails honestly are good, and I've just
Okay.
been a little better about kind of putting the calendar reminder as well as like clearing my schedule the best I can. I am still working right now, on the back burner, but I'll make it work and do the best I can. Like I
Okay.
said, if that's what you guys want, I'm not
No,
Again,
I'm totally game. I love a guy that's interested, and I definitely appreciate having somebody that's part of the community on the board.
yeah,
Good deal.
and
Good
like I
deal.
said, just making sure we're protecting our neighbors and everything else is, you
Yeah.
know, the reason I signed up for this. You know, so just being that kind of vote and voice, and but I'll make sure I'm present on the ones that especially are needed, and do the best I can to make more of the workshops. So,
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan. All
Yeah, we
right.
just
So
wondered
sorry.
how you disappeared. That's all. We're all getting concerned.
I literally fell off the face of the earth. It just kind of went full circle. It's like spring and kind of this year got here, and it's been wild.
Well, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm
All
still
right. So sorry to
alive.
hijack the meeting there. Next thing we have is the open house guy and Katie. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think they told us that it went really well, and we had a lot of people there interested in what we were doing, and we were busy the whole time. Right, Guy? Like
Yeah, no, and people
answering questions.
followed me out the door when I left. Yeah, a lot of questions, a lot of interest. I would say that the majority of it was positive, mostly inquisitive. There was a little bit of concern about contamination, which I think was, you know, some of that, what do you call it, incorrect information that's been flowing around. But I think I diffused most of
Good.
that. Yeah,
I
just
think it would be real beneficial to do in one of these work sessions sooner than later, kind of a similar thing with Ryan and us, so that we can ask the questions that were asked and the things we're still not clear about, i.e., you know, where does the responsibility end for the you know, the maintenance? Who's maintaining the service? Who's maintaining the pump? And how
Well,
does
that's
it?
all going to come in that procedural manual.
Yeah, but I agree. It is. I don't remember
Yes.
seeing it in there.
Well,
I guess it
it's
does.
in there.
Okay.
That's one of the, I mean, one of the steps is he's lined up an accountant type person to be able to figure out approximately what the SDCs and monthly rate should be. And the other one is where we start, where they stop. That's part of the operation manual. And
It is, but we don't all know it at this point. So, like,
we
I
don't,
thought
well,
that's what you were saying. You were having problems
on
with
the
people asking that.
schedule, when we work through that manual, by the time we get the manual done, we'll be able to answer those questions. Is Ryan still there?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's.
Am I speaking correctly, Ryan?
You are. Yeah. So, those questions will be answered as we go. And the next one, which I think would be in May, right? Because you guys do work sessions on the first Thursday.
Yeah.
So this is the third Thursday. So the first Thursday of May, is that going to be Cinco de Mayo? What's that going to be?
It's the
The
seventh, I think.
seventh. So the 7th of May, we'll be getting into section three, which is the step system description and system ownership. So those exact questions we will
Perfect.
be addressing in the next work session. So it's very timely.
Right. So a lot of the questions were, you know, the general public, when you tell them a step system, that there's no picture in their brain. You know, like,
Yeah.
why do I have to have a septic tank if there's a sewer system? I heard that repeatedly, and it's like, we're just replacing your drain field. In fact, even I think his name was Jason Trout. His family has some property. They want to know about what this. He says, "Well, if we had to put in a septic tank, we got to have a way bigger lot." And I'm like, "No, a septic tank isn't very big. It's not even as big as your driveway."
Did you guys have those posters out at the open house that
Yeah,
showed the system,
we
showed the
did.
tank?
Yeah. And
But yeah, most people, you know, they're not engineers. I would venture to guess a lot of them don't even understand how their septic system works, and which is fair, you know. unless they had to replace it, or even if they did, they hire a contractor and they did it, right? So anyway, those to answer your question, Tim, as we work through this, we'll be able to answer the multiple questions that were asked us at the meeting with pamphlets and explanations.
Yep, that's what I wanted to make sure you knew that was coming up, basically.
Yes.
I'll have an agenda packet for you guys to review on the 30th, which will give you 7 days to flip through that and have questions and comments for the meeting on the 7th.
Okay. I think
Thanks.
the open house also it allowed people that don't have, like, some people don't have internet, they don't have email, right? So I found a few people that they had questions that they couldn't just go out and find. And it was just helpful to make, people seem like they didn't quite know. They
Right.
know what's happening, but they didn't know. So, we filled them in the best we could, and I think it went great.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, some people were like, "Well, we see sewer pipes. When are we going to be able to go?" Right? Like they don't really go anywhere yet. And Katie and I did not see the one big poster that showed where the lines are, where the lines are going to be until the better part of it. It's like, oh my word, that's been sitting behind us the whole time, and that would have been very helpful for a lot of the questions. Sure.
The red's going in now, purple's going in later, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, right?
So, and to be fair, basically there are people surrounding it anyway.
Yeah,
Like,
right. Yeah, there was.
if we thought we saw it back there, we weren't able to really see it because
I
people.
think we were the most popular booth there by a large margin.
Good.
And I think they're going to do one in September.
Yeah, they are. That's that.
Yeah, that's the next
What
date.
Tanya told me and Will Groves was they were going to boil down the comments, make some suggestions, come up with a tentative plan, and then roll it out to see what the public thinks of it.
So would it behoove us, and do you think it's appropriate to get the guy from Orenco back with his tank and have a little setup outside to say, if you want to go see what's going to be built, here it is.
Oh, that'd be
And
a good
that's,
idea.
yeah.
I think people love that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah. And we can do whatever we want. Like if someone wants to get up and do a presentation,
Yeah.
Daniel is like, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
Cool.
very open if we
Well,
want to do
and what I tried to tell people is, we've gotten further than anybody else has gotten before, but the details will be coming. And these
Yes.
are estimates. And some of the numbers that people have heard were
Crazy.
crazy.
Yeah, they
So
were out there.
I'm like $30,000 for an SDC. I'm like, that has never come out of our district,
Right.
but I heard, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't tell you exactly how, but I can tell you it's not going to be that much.
Okay. Well, good. So
I
Guy and
thought
I
it
also,
was
go ahead.
a very successful, worthwhile meeting.
Nice.
And so did the county. Like I said, I talked to Will and Tanya for a little bit at the end there, and they were very thankful that we came and positive about one of the things Will said is he goes, this is way different than La Pine. He goes, when we have it in La Pine, he goes, I think people hate government people, and all they do is tell us what a bad job we're doing.
Yeah.
And he goes, we didn't have any of that there. So
Good.
that was positive.
Awesome. All right. Well, so Guy and I also met with the city of Redmond to talk about potential early work there. So that was good. Everybody was very cooperative and a lot of good conversation came from that. So hopefully that all plays out into a success, but just continued good relationship with the city, and they seem to be very enamored with their contractor doing their work. So hopefully we can benefit from those two things and get some of that early work done if necessary.
And they're looking forward to a collaborative collaboration between us and them. And actually, one of the people from the county gave us a compliment, said that we were the poster child for new developments, that we are doing far better than a lot of them that they've seen.
Yeah, it's all good information.
So they're happy with us and will bend over backwards, at least they said they would, to do make the project successful, and they look forward to working with us.
Awesome.
And so Katie, your boss, for bosses that read, they said, well, you have to think about it. You're going to be our single biggest use on
No.
this project. And so we want to see you guys complete your project.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I never thought about it that way, but it's like, we're going to be a paying customer of theirs. And so they want to make sure everything goes smoothly. Or if they can,
Certainly.
they can help us, they'll be an ally. So that was nice to hear.
Right. Well, that's the extent of the agenda items. Anybody else have any
Oh, there
not?
was one more.
What was it?
The Terrebonne Estates discussion.
Oh, didn't see that as far as.
I probably didn't have it on there, but we can discuss it.
We certainly can discuss it. Yeah.
Well,
Mike, you
we.
want to talk about that, or who's leading that? What are we discussing?
Okay. Ryan, are you listening?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, well, so Mike Moore has, is it 66 homes?
Roughly
Roughly.
between 50 and 65 or so.
Okay, well, between 50 and 60 homes, is that a fair? Anyway.
Yep.
Just the quick overflow is it's a gravity-fed system that feeds down to an elaborate drain field filter system, which they've been having problems with. And what he would, it sounds like he would like to make some sort of a deal for us to hook that system up. I mean, there's probably several options. When we discussed what the purpose of our district was in a paraphrase short, we are pe replacing people's drain fields. So we could replace his drain field with our connection, which would free up several acres of development property for him. How that would work out is, and do we want to do that, and what would be the cost? That's the 10,000 foot view from the top. A couple of things that I thought about is do we want to incorporate his gravity system into our system? It's a little bit outside of our scope of work, but it could be possible. I think when we think about this, we have to think about, we can't start making, what we do for one person, we have to do for the next person. And we have to keep that straight. And so He offered, oh, we can give you some land or something else. But personally, I don't think we need to get into that. We have the plus is the people there are paying $90 a month. And if you get 60, that's a lot of money for the district.
So they would be our single biggest user, which would be kind of a nice thing as well. But
Right.
I agree with you. We need to look at it once we actually have a proposal or something in mind as far as what our SDC requirements are. I would agree it's kind of a similar system to what I would think your system will be treated like is we'll take your pump and let you pump effluent, but we don't want your system. We don't want to go crawling under mobile homes to look for
Right.
failed issues or anything like that. But
Right. Yeah, and that's my expectation is, there's a pipe out in right next to the road at the park, and I have to figure out how to get it there with the district with the okay of the city and the not the city with the sanitary district,
yeah.
and that would be 29 units.
So when do we need to like make a decision on this?
I
Can
don't
we
know that.
take
I mean, I remember reading the letter, but I don't remember it was like in the make a decision type thing. I think it was more of a here's kind of some concepts. But Ryan, do you remember better, or I don't have it in front of me?
Yeah, so what was included in the sewer planning scope is an annexation study to look at areas of interest where it may make sense to annex additional properties and extend the system while trenches are open and pipes are going in once you've got, as a part of the project. And so this map might be kind of interesting to see and start thinking about, what are some missing links and areas to annex? I think one to consider might be Central Avenue. This provides redundancy to the system. Annexing the properties along it would just, make them available for connection.
Yep, I've always liked that connection.
Yeah, there's some real practical benefit to that. It opens up, there's plenty of lines there, but it also could facilitate extensions further north. Or in between those streets. So that's one. Another would be perhaps down this street, because there's a lot of properties already here, but there may be other interest in annexation around here. Some of that, still needs to be confirmed and fielded by the district to confirm where there might be interest, but those are two that kind of stand out. And perhaps another one is something, like kind of like that, but extending as far as Terrebonne Estates. I think that's, given the interest that Mike's had, that's perhaps one area of interest, but not the only one,
Is the capacity available if we hook Mike into that line that's stubbing out from the highway at the moment, right there?
So the issue with this is that, Guy was describing, their whole system drains by gravity to the low end.
Yeah.
And so, and retrofitting these gravity connections with step systems is expensive and unnecessary, arguably, to go tear up their roads and swap out gravity for step when it already flows down. What that could look like is instead, is if Mike had a pump station built here, lines could then be run from there, up to from this low point to this point.
Yeah,
Does that make sense?
I it does, but I would have to be out there to look at it. But I mean, I think the roads are 24 foot or something like that. There's got to be a
What were
fairly big
your
green space that they could put something in if they wanted to.
Well, the original green line you put into, if we put a a lateral up there, then to the west is Wallace's property, correct?
Wallace?
Walker?
Walker,
Walker?
sorry.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
yeah. So, but that's
So,
quite
yeah,
a
I think there are potential locations to get a connection made. I don't feel like the conversation is to the point where we have to make any decisions per se. I think Mike has expressed an interest, which is a good thing. I think Ryan has kind of told him we need to have an understanding of how that's going to work, but ultimately we want his effluent, but we don't want his headaches about getting people online and all that sort of stuff. And we will expect, a equivalent sort of treatment to whatever like Guy's situation or any other multifamily thing where, their SDCs are paid like everybody else. But,
yeah, I think that we just have to be really careful with what we do, that we're consistent with everybody, or that's not going to go well for us for the future if we start, well, you did this for this guy, why don't you? And that's
right.
quite a bit of infrastructure to put in to get to where it'll pick up a lot of customers, but we really have to think about something like that. It's not like it's just it's not in plan A, or it's not in any plan.
Yeah, and it might just take time before that makes sense, for the system to expand out. He just revamped some of those recirculating gravel filters, so they may have more time anyways.
Right. Yeah, he
So
sounds like he bought a little time.
yeah, so maybe in 5 or 10 years the system will be out this far, and then that link isn't so tough to make. Maybe there's a coordinated effort to continue gravity all the way down to 19th and have a pump station there that serves, the pit property if it ever gets developed, and then Terrebonne Estates, for example. So
Right.
it might just be premature to reach out that far, as nice as it would be to get those additional or initial customers. It might just be premature. I don't know. That's just one point of view, but it's ultimately up to the board, of course.
Okay, well, so let's just keep lines of communication open to him. That would be my suggestion. When we get an actual proposal, then we will have to respond to that.
Yep.
And Ryan, real
Mm-hmm.
quick, we had a lot of people that live along that cent where you drew that green line on
Yeah.
Central Avenue that were interested.
Okay.
So people kept asking, is it going down Central? And of course, I didn't have
Huh.
the map, and I was like, I'm not sure.
That's
Anyway,
good to
just so you
know.
know, there was a lot of interest in that area.
Well, that's where lots are extra small, and I would expect there to be a lot more issues with on-site systems with the small lots and the shallow rock right there.
Yeah. So.
It also, yeah, it sets the stage for extensions through that whole grid
Right.
and redundancy. So there's some benefits there. The reason we included that annexation portion to in the sewer planning scope is because that could influence the scope of the design and the construction project. So it's kind of a chance to look at a couple other areas.
Yeah.
Well, and probably Mike Moore's first step would be to sign an annexation agreement.
How's that work? He's not the property owner of all the
Everybody, yeah,
individual
the
homes.
individuals would have to sign it, I would think.
Just like,
Yeah.
Katie's development up there where they're pumping into a system. We would want it at the system, and those people would have to annex.
Yeah. As you can see, two already have. But it would be a more coordinated effort
Right.
and or district like acquisition consolidation. That's another process whereby it just all gets absorbed as a
Well,
whole.
the good news is there a way to solve the problem for the community that didn't exist before?
There you go. Perfect. All right, anybody have any other good of the order type stuff?
No.
Good
Okay.
on my
Well,
side.
thank you for showing up, Dylan, and appreciate your efforts
Yep.
always. And
Well, thank
Katie, we're getting you out on time, so
you.
hopefully that works out good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
All
let's
right.
close the meeting. Thanks, everybody, for your time.
Thanks,
Thanks,
all.
guys. See you soon. Thanks,
Bye.
Ryan.